This is a Collecting Light web extra from Arizona Public Media.
We're talking with Dr. Timothy Beers, director of Kitt Peak National Observatory and the associate director of the National Optical Astronomy Observatories. Now, Kitt Peak is somewhat legendary for its public outreach and its nightly observing programs. What do you intend to do to expand on that and continue to make it, as you mentioned a little bit ago, to democratize astronomy? What's on your agenda to expand that process?
I think that the outreach activity and the public observing that Kitt Peak has now developed a reputation for is one of the best tools that we have to remind the public that in the end, what we do is amazing. And to the extent that we can share amazing with people, we want to do that. And so my hope and expectation going forward is that a way can be found that we can sustain over periods of years programs. We have astronomy camp programs. We have professional observing programs where people actually can work with astronomers. We want to make sure we find the right balance between the size of those programs and the availability to the general public. You could always charge lots and lots of money and pay for it, but then it wouldn't serve the point of meeting the needs of a broad audience. And of course, our audience goes beyond just the people of Tucson. We have the nation, we have the Tanahoe Autumn peoples to make sure are having their needs met and their levels of interest met. And there is a great deal of interest on the part of the nation. And we really want to take the best of what it is we do, and to the extent possible, let people see it. One of the advantages of astronomy is that you can see big science in action. There's a lot of science happening on the University of Arizona campus. You may never see it because it's hidden away in someone's lab or underground or beneath a football stadium, you know, all kinds of ways to hide big science. Most people never see it. Anybody who cares to come up to Kitt Peak can see the tools of modern astronomy. And the telescopes are not the youngest telescopes, but they have a rich history of discovery. And we are still building on those discoveries. And in fact, I think in some way, people who make a visit to the mountain actually take back or take home with them a little bit of that attachment. They don't just live in a community where people think about science. They live in a community where people are doing science, and they can see it. And I think that makes a big difference.
We're talking with Tim Beers, director of Kitt Peak National Observatory and associate director of the National Optical Astronomy Observatories. What are some of the other things on the horizon for the mountain that you can talk about?
Really, the nature of what we do has changed, and going forward will change a lot more and probably faster. And what I mean by change is that I mentioned that early in my career, I was traveling out to Arizona or Chile or Hawaii, all over the world, to gather data. That is becoming, for an individual, less and less necessary because it's far more efficient to gather data as part of large surveys that many people can use. And the Big Brass Project is one of the most exciting opportunities here at Kitt Peak. We hope to bring that project about. But it's far more than just gathering the actual data. It's taking that data and making it come alive in the kinds of questions that you ask of it and how you go about exploring it. And I've been thinking a lot recently, and many people have been asking themselves the question, how do we learn as astronomers to interact with data which is not just 10 times bigger in volume and depth of interest, but thousands and hundreds of thousands, millions of times larger than any other data set we've ever encountered. And clearly, we don't do that by using the same tools. We need to explore new tools, new directions, and teach a new generation of astronomers not to think like we did, but to think in a different way, which can engage with these large data sets. That's a role for the national observatories. And a university like Michigan State, where I was at for 25 years, we may know that that's the problem, But a university may, in fact, almost all universities are not well equipped to respond to that, because it's not just hiring someone to teach a course on how to interact. It's the physical, hands-on, mentored interaction that begins this process. And so a national observatory such as we have here seems to be a natural center for that kind of activity. I want to see students at the graduate student level, at the undergraduate student level, postdoctoral students coming here to participate, not just with, say, observing as they have in the past, but with learning this brave new world and participating in some of the hands-on activities. That solves a lot of problems. These are problems that everyone knows in astronomy, but doesn't know what to do about them.
What's your assessment for the future for Kitt Peak and the NOAA?
I'm excited. A lot of people say this is a difficult budgetary time that we live in. Well, of course, everyone lives in a difficult budgetary time. That doesn't mean we're any different. By the same token, I just want to make sure that people understand that when we talk about Kitt Peak, sometimes you hear questions about whether it will close. I just want to dispel that notion, because what is really under discussion is not keeping a place open or closing a place down. What's under discussion is what are we going to be able to do for the astronomical community going forward. We know what the goals are. That's to service the nation's astronomical personnel, no matter universities or wherever they're located. How much of that we'll be able to do versus how much we will have to trim off if we can't do it all is really where the discussion is. And so I just don't fathom going forward we could accomplish any of those goals by closure. I think we're going to be adjusting. And it's those adjustments which, if truth be told, provide opportunities for doing some things better. And some things you'll just have to apologize for and say, might not be able to do that anymore. We want to, might not be able to. But I remain upbeat and I remain positive. And I think in the end, we're going to look back on this period 10 years from now and say, we made it through and we're better. We're stronger.
Forced you to kind of work smarter?
It's the usual do more with less. As long as people understand that you cannot produce the same product, it'll be a different product. It may even be a better product, but it will be a different product in terms of support activities and what we can do. I'm positive by nature, and I think this is going to work out great.
You mentioned you had a childhood interest in astronomy, and I'm sure you gazed up at the heavens when you were 8 years old with this, sense of wonderment. And I'm wondering now, as an adult, as the director of an observatory, you still gaze up there with the same sense of wonderment today?
I'll tell you truly what it was. It is interesting. I know many people start that way. It turns out in my case, I was actually interested in the U.S. manned space program at a young age, and I got especially interested because in my baby boomer neighborhood, there were about 90 houses, and every house had two or three kids, and so huge numbers of kids. And I was a paper boy. I delivered an afternoon newspaper, which is now a very dead breed. But at that time, the only time they put a color picture of anything in the newspaper was when the manned space flights were getting ready to launch. So I could go through those newspapers and pick out, because they came to me first, and pick out the pristine, perfect one, cut it out very carefully, put it in my notebook. I still have that notebook. And so I always used to think I'd want to be an astronaut. Turns out that things took other turns, but in the end, I know astronauts. I worked with astronauts. I respect them a great deal, but the awe was in that color picture. That's where it started.
Dr. Timothy Beers is director of Kitt Peak National Observatory and the associate director of the National Optical Astronomy Observatories. I'm Mark Dugan, and this is Collecting Light, an exploration of Arizona astronomy from Arizona Public Media.